I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later on our soundbite segment with Sauce Magazine, we're going to talk to Sarah Hale of Fair Shares and Jeffrey Randall of Field Foods about community-supported agriculture and what your options are as far as finding locally grown food in St. Louis. We also hear the story of Lucky Lou. That's a cab that trolls St. Louis streets, and if you're lucky enough to flag him down, your ride is free. All that coming up a little bit later. But first, the Sheldon Art Galleries recently opened an exhibit of photographs by Dan Younger. The exhibition is up and running through May 17th. Dan Younger is a professor of art at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and he joins us now on Cityscape.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Dan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
There is a certain type of photography called street photography that has a certain amount of history to it, which your work, at least your work in this exhibition, is referred to. Can you explain that concept?
Yeah, in a way, it's very wide, the whole idea. But basically, what it is going out, finding people on the street or in situations where they're in public and making pictures. Really, what it comes down to, the best of street photography is about finding that one moment somewhere, that one moment that you can kind of hold on to, and then keep it for a long time and let people look at it. Because it's public, you catch people at moments where they're unguarded, and it's like looking – in fact, what it is, let me put it this way, it allows the viewer to look at people without being seen.
So a human being is an important element, an essential element of this.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And in a lot of cases, it's about finding those moments of interaction between people. My work is in partly that, and I look for kind of a humorous part of that.
I really enjoy the work of yours that I've seen, and when I hear the term street photography and the way you just explained, it sounds like a lot of us, like a lot of what us amateurs might do when we're on a vacation with their families, mm-hmm. to a certain extent anyway. Yours are more interesting to look at. Because, you know, I grew up when everybody had a photo. Do they have photo albums anymore? Probably not, because everything's digital and on camera. But here's my point. My street photography and my photo album probably would not interest you for very long.
Well, we talked a little bit about this earlier, and what there is a form that people make their pictures to, a kind of concept. I don't actually know. I've been thinking about how people learn that. I think they learn it by looking at other people's photographs or their parents' photographs. It's passed down generation to generation. Family photographs are standing up smiling, you know, or sitting down smiling and centered. Vacation photographs are families. I told you that when my parents took us on vacations, there was no such thing as a landscape. And every time there was something to see, we were all hauled out in front of it. And posed.
Right. So if it was here in St. Louis, it'd be the whole family smiling posed under the arch.
Under the arch, right. Or out in the desert or anywhere. I mean, we obscured an awful lot of the Western landscape when we were when we were on vacation. But you know, the street photography in one way is – just thought about this. In a way, it's photographing strangers. That's what I do. I photograph strangers. So I'm way more I'm less concerned with what they think. I'm more interested in observing.
And what hit me about the work that you've done when you're talking about photographing strangers, it's from sometimes unusual angles, or it's not the subject's entire face. Mm-hmm. It's a little off, and I mean off in a good way.
One of the things that I like is making pictures that interest people. But at the same time, I don't want to make a complete story. I want to make a photograph that people have to look at and go, what's going on here? I would really be happy if people made up their own ideas. There is a photograph, not in this show, but in the portfolio, that's actually of my wife and her relatives, and it was done at a wedding. And I made a snap picture of a bunch of pictures, and everyone in that looks horrified. They're all looking in different directions. They all look horrified. I've asked them. They don't remember why they were all looking horrified. And they're all looking in different directions, so they're obviously looking at the same thing. But that picture was a favorite when we had it in California because people could make up what was happening. They could imagine their own idea of what was going on in that picture.
We're talking to Dan Younger about his exhibition Travel Places, which is up at the Sheldon and up until May the 17th. Well, I don't know about you. I just personally, you tell me if this is common. You're the photographer. I hate posing for pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. I do it because I have to, because I think if, you know, that if I'm photographing people, then I should be willing to be photographed.
You'd
but
think.
At the same time, I am not. No, I don't like that. And there's certain amount of, you know, what do I look like in this picture?
Or, and I never look as good in a picture I'm posing for as then maybe a random one. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I tell you what, if people make pictures of me, I want a copy of it so I can make myself look thinner.
Right, because, you can deal with Photoshop.
That's right.
Unlike the rest of it.
That's right.
Well, you have an interesting story how this all kind of happened to you, if I understand it correctly. The photographs that make up Travel Places, this current exhibition, it's not like you went out to shoot the photographs in this. Wasn't this sort of the result of years of photographs and just somehow they sort of came together?
It started that way a long time ago. A long time ago, I was making pictures, and every once in a while on vacation, there was an interesting picture that didn't fit what it was supposed for, and I just put it aside. And at a certain point, I realized that they were, like I said, incomplete messages, stories that people could make up from my photographs. And so I started doing that. But at another point, somewhere in 2000, I decided that I would, instead of just randomly collecting them, that I would then go out and just go places and photograph just by myself. So I would give myself a week somewhere and then every day walk the streets or whatever and photograph. So in 2000, it really started. The oldest picture in the show in the Sheldon is 2003. So basically looking at 10 years of making pictures. Now, I didn't do it every day. It's one of those things where I'd go somewhere. Now, luckily, you know, I could go to Jupiter, Florida for spring training, and I would go there, but I would also go to the beaches and stuff and make photographs. I'd go to L.A., go to New York. Luckily, I have relatives in both places, so I can stay for free.
Well, that's perfect. Well, tell that story of how you use two cameras when you're out with your family.
This is a long time ago when I was actually in graduate school, and I realized that that I was in training to be a gallery photographer, and yet I was making pictures that could not be used in galleries because they were all pictures of my wife or my kid or whatever. And so I got a second camera, and I got one of those little labelers, you know, the things where you can press out little labels, and I put it on the back of the camera and said art camera. And I carried both cameras with me, and every time I made a picture for my parents or my in-laws, I would then force myself to then at the same place look around for a picture that wouldn't be for them but would be for an art situation. And in fact, now what I do is sometimes when I go to these places, I don't end up with any pictures for anybody other than this. Sometimes you miss exactly where I'm at, you know, because I'm not making place pictures anymore. I'm not making travel pictures in a sense. I'm making these gallery pictures, which could be, in a lot of cases, anywhere.
I'm just curious, the legal side of it, when you're taking pictures of strangers, do you ever have to get their permission to
First of all, I don't photograph kids. And I try to stay away from kids because there's an issue about why I'm doing it.
Right.
There is people have told me as long as I'm in a public place, and these people are in a public place, they don't really have any reasonable expectation of privacy. So most of the times there's street photographs in the middle of the city. And then, I have personal things. I don't photograph anybody disabled or in a wheelchair, because my pictures are, in a way, somewhat humorous, and so therefore no reason to do that.
And a lot from what I saw, you couldn't really identify the person anyway because it might just be a third of their face.
Right.
And you do use a technique a lot where you hold the camera more at waist level. What's the thought behind that?
I learned that from my old Nikromat when I was still shooting film, and I had a wide-angle lens, and I could preset it for almost everything from 3 foot to infinity. And so therefore, I knew almost everything was going to be in there if I just pressed the button. So I could just point the camera and press the button. Now, you know, with autofocus and auto exposure, I can just do that. And so I'll walk up and I'll hold it at waist level, or I'll hold it almost like over my head and just click. With digital, you've got so many possibilities of pictures. You can, you know, you're not wasting film. You've got just a lot of room on those cards.
Well, and you're not using film at all.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I mean. But you're not wasting it. You can just throw them away if you don't like them. They're, you know, you erase them. I don't ever. I have so much storage now of data.
Well, I know from fashion photography that if a photographer, say, is trying to get a good shot of a model or something, mm-hmm. they might literally take 100 shots to get one that they like.
Yes, I do that. There is a picture people remarked on, and it's a photograph of a wall at Disney World, and there is a shadow of a person pointing up at the top of the wall that's painted on the wall. Well, I stood there for 5-7 minutes and just photographed that. And luckily for me, this is sort of a deity interposing himself on my life, this bird landed exactly where the shadow was pointing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people come to me at the opening and say, you know, you photoshopped that bird in, didn't you? And I go, no. It was just really lucky. But I stood there for a long time until it happened. I'll stand at a street corner. There's a photograph of Times Square, and I stand at that street corner with the camera at my face just forever. And people will eventually just walk by because I'm almost like a statue. And I will just keep photographing until things are perfect inside that frame.
I did a TV interview with a photographer earlier this week, and we were talking about how photography has changed over the years, and you've certainly seen it. Just real briefly, my first camera was one of those Brownies where you looked into the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was really fond of my Polaroid that took about 3 minutes to develop a black and white mm-hmm. shot. So when did your interest begin and how did you start?
Oh, I was a photographer in high school. I went to Cleveland High, if anybody knows that, down on the south side. It was a great way to make pictures. It was also a great way to meet girls. So that was an attraction. And then when I went to college, I went to college at UMSL. I didn't have anything to do with photography, but I carried my camera around with me for a while. And then when I got my first job at McDonnell Douglas, I was a photographer.
You know, I've interviewed a lot of photographers over the last few decades, and I remember a lot of them saying quite a while ago that they didn't like the digital thing. They were fighting it. A lot of them refused to do it. I'm sure that's changed in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. I love digital, and I have been working on a computer since almost 89. So it's been a long time.
But what the photographers used to tell me then, they thought it compromised the integrity because they were messing with the image. So is that just a different mindset?
Oh, I mess with the image all the time in black and white darkroom. Uh-huh. You know, burn and dodge and crop. And, you know, I just so appreciate the amount of control I have over a picture now in Photoshop. And I don't mean, you know, like I said, making fun of myself, you know, making myself skinnier. But just there's so much possibility of changing slightly not the color of the world, but, you know, the saturation of the color. In cropping, and it's just wonderful.
Well, one thing that jumped out to me about your work, what were some of the colors? And so maybe it's a saturation. I didn't know the words to describe what I was sort of picking up on.
Uh-huh. I tell you what, I cannot be considered a subtle colorist. I am a person who truly, truly loves color. Now, at the same time, people say, well, you must have messed with that. I mean, you tweaked it. And I don't really. I think what happens with this little sensor in the camera, that it doesn't really bring in what I see. And so I correct it to be closer to what I have seen in the picture before I photographed.
The Sheldon Art Galleries presents Dan Younger Travel Places. The exhibition is up now at the Sheldon, which is here in Grand Center on Washington Boulevard, and the exhibition runs through May the 17th. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Sheldon's website and a link to your website, Dan. What will mm-hmm. we find there?
Well, I have the travel places. I also have
You do a series on kids, too.
I did. I just had a show in France, Beauvais, France, and they were photographs of my grandkids called Some Kids. And just like the pictures of vacations, which aren't really vacation pictures, these aren't exactly grandkid pictures.
Okay, in conclusion then, this exhibition, Travel Places, It's photographs that you have compiled over the years of places you've visited when you haven't been teaching and mm-hmm. so forth, and you've put them all together. But unlike that old photo album I told you about, or the slides I used to see of my grandparents took of us when we went places, yours are really interesting and to look at. So why do you think that your pictures are compelling to other people?
Well, partly because I try to make people imagine what just happened or what's going to happen. The pictures are not complete. And I don't mean that in the sense that they aren't frame-to-frame complete. They're just not. The message is somewhat obscured, and people get to imagine what's going on.
Dan Younger, Travel Places, now at the Sheldon Art Galleries. And, Dan, I appreciate you being here very much.
Oh,
and I really enjoy
great.
Your work because it's fun and enjoyable to look at.
Thanks.
Coming up next on Cityscape, a discussion about the production and sale of local foods, and later, Lucky Lou. This is St. Louis Public Radio.